Well, welcome here to our pre-show for this, the 8th day. And an unusual week it has been, but nonetheless, a successful week. And we are going to do our usual Friday encore. And because we've been battling some, not that you'd notice, we have been battling some technical issues here that I would like to get squared away. It has to do with this little compressor here, this green compressor knob at the top of my microphone. And oddly enough, it doesn't seem to be an issue tonight, but in the shows past it has been. And I'm just I'm really curious. Let me see. Okay. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rules, and made the children laugh and play to see a lamb in school. It made the children laugh and sing to see a doe. Laugh and play. Why would they laugh and sing? To see a lamb in school. I don't know. Let me see. Am I getting messages from my brothers here? Oh. My buddies Joe and Don, we were just commiserating. We're talking about soccer. We're talking about English Premier League. Okay. So anyway, welcome, folks. Yeah, this goddamn compressor, and I've got problems with the fucking microphone and the fucking phone. Jesus Christ. I am just at a loss as to... This echo on that phone is really driving me nuts. Okay, well, this is all technical shit. But isn't that why you got the backstage pass? Of course. So I was supposed to go to a party tonight, and I didn't, and I'll tell you why. It's a long motherfucking way away, and I couldn't get coverage for some things that I had to do tonight, work-wise. So I had to blow it off. It was a kind of an industry party, and I'm sorry that I missed it, but... Wasn't anything I could do about it. This was not anything I could do about it. So today's the 8th. Today is the 8th of December. Yes, it is. Of December. Today is the 8th of December. Today is the 8th of December. Today is the 8th of December. 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 I don't see any difference. Excuse me. Fuck. What the fuck? Hey. Oh, that's maximum. Okay. I don't see any difference between minimum and maximum. And I don't want any compression on this fucking thing. Excuse me. God damn. God damn. All right. I've always been amused at when people see something that's outrageous or God damn, you know. I don't know. What is bloodthirst? Oh, this is some stupid fucking movie. It was a Saturday cinema. We were doing the living room Saturday cinemas this time last year. God damn. The 8th, huh? Chef Carl Cedilia roll out another ill-advised promotion. What the fuck is with these guys? Frank Gray issues another challenge. Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's show. It's not an encore show. We've got Ted Bell.
Yeah, Ted Bell. Then we also give it Father James of Quarter 2.
Okay. I wanted to start the show off... by saying that I'm not sure I've ever actually articulated this at the head of the show, at the start of the show, and I'm not really sure I've ever really laid it out quite the way that I want to now, because for some reason, it never occurred to me. But I hope you understand, if you're new to the show, that it's me doing all the voices of these different characters that you're about to hear. In other words, these are not real people. Okay? What are you looking at, bud?
Nothing.
These are all voices that I do.
Okay.
And
I've heard enough. That's cool. I can dig it. All right. I don't know why I did that, but it sounds pretty funny. But, you know, I think now, looking back, I remember thinking the show stands on its own if you think these are real people. It really does stand on its own. They could be actors who are doing funny voices, and I'm just one of them. The idea that it's me doing all the voices takes it over into an area of weirdness that I dare say is never heretofore been seen heretofore before tofore heretofore. See? Roger, Wilco and out. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it. As the old timers used to say, did you do that film? Did you? Yeah, you did. Okay. Okay, there it is. All right. So, and let's go ahead and grab a, what are you talking about? December 2002? Goddamn, my goddamn fucking nose. What are we doing here, man? What are we doing? What are we looking for? Okay, what was today's classic? it's December 2002. Oh. Man, what the fuck? This is Allergy Central. And talk about tired. I finally caught up with some sleep today that I really needed. Really need some fucking sleep today. You know, I don't, people talk about, you know, Phil drinks tequila. You know, this kind of was my calling card for a while. I don't drink near as much as I used to. I just, you know, I can't, I honestly cannot handle it as well as I used to. December 8th, right? You know. Phil starts talking about Jesus Christ. I don't want to do that one. That stinks. That stinks. That one stinks. Roger Green and Christmas Courier. Things get bumping and gets a big laugh that kids write letters to Santa asking for dialysis and the like. Oh, my God. This looks like David G. Hull and Lloyd Bonafide. I got to do this hour. This is a funny looking hour. All right, man. So, David G. Hull joins the program to talk about Christmas parties. He thinks people should get drunk at the party so he can see your wife's breasts. Lloyd Bonafide comes on to say people with icicle lights on their houses are homosexuals. Whatever. People with icicle lights. Okay. Very good. God, this is my fucking nose, huh? Let's see, man. What's up with the goddamn email? You know, our lives have just changed radically. Your voucher is ready to use. Well, I'm not using it. What can I tell you? Sorry about that, but just, I'm not getting any retraction, Robert. I need to get back to my attorney on some things. Okay. Phil Henry here reminding you that we're having a chat tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific at the